A popular Outcast production.
We are the music makers, and we are the dreamers of dreams.
I guess it looks as if you're reorganizing your records.
Yeah.
Was this chronological?
No.
Not alphabetical?
Nope.
What?
Autobiographical.
No fucking way.
Yep. I can tell you how I got from Deep Purple to Howlin' Wolf in just 25 moves. And I want to find the song Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. I have to remember that I bought it for someone in the fall of 1983, Pyle, but didn't give it to them for personal reasons.
That sounds...
comforting.
Welcome to the Sound of Life podcast. I am your host, or one of your hosts, Old School Mike. With me is Hope. Say hello, Hope.
Hello, Hope.
There you go. Anyway, Sound of Life podcast is a music show, a music review show, maybe. I don't really know where we're going with this thing yet, but basically, we both really, really enjoy music. We live life by music. I personally get trapped in music cycles. Like, I don't like Dead Space or Quiet Time, where you have to be, thinking, and I'm losing myself here. I'm just rambling at this point. anyway, what's the show mean to you? What are you trying to get out of this, Hope?
I just think that music is a way of life. Music is a way that you can communicate and relate with artists or singers or anybody, maybe even music videos, and you don't have to be with them in order to understand the meaning of what they're trying to get across.
There you go. Yeah, that makes sense. I often find that there is, like, soundtracks to my daily life. Like, you know, I will be cruising along and there will be a song, and, you know, that song might bring me back, like, reflection-wise to a time in the past. Like, oh man, I remember when I was in the eighth grade and I really liked Sally Shoemaker or whatever, you know, and like the song just brings you back to that point. But then there's also points where you're having a bad day and you can turn on a song to make you feel better or escape for a little while or whatever. So, there will occasionally be a third co-host. my daughter, Drea, she's 12 years old. She will be weighing in on the little kid version of music, and all of it will be poppy and whatever's on the radio. And
One Direction.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Wanted.
Yeah, yeah, all that good stuff. But she could not be with us tonight because she is at dance class. But just to show how deep music runs in her and my world, the kid has been into music since she was in the womb. I made a mixtape. Like you make a mixtape for girls. You know what I'm talking about. I'm sure you've made mixtapes for boys in the past or
I
for yourself.
I actually have
about
not, but I have seen
really?
Movies on it.
Oh, man. Yeah, see, I'm from that tape where I'm from that time where, you know, a mixtape was actually on a cassette tape.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I made a mix CD called Baby Music at Birth. So, like, since she was in the womb, we have been rocking out, and she has been dancing. She danced in my wife's belly, and so she has a valid point when it comes to stuff as well. That is our opening to the show. Wiggy, what up? Hope is my niece, by the way. She is an 18 now?
I am 17 years old.
17-year-old female. I am a 37-year-old man, so there's definitely going to be times when we do not see eye to eye on the music.
I agree.
Today's show, probably not one of those. I think we're pretty in tune with the stuff we're going. In tune, get it? Oh, yeah, that's good stuff. Anyway, let's move this along here a little bit. Go into a little news story that I found today. First things first. Twitter hashtag music app. If you're on the Twitter, do hashtag music and look it up. It is this cool little app that, like, lets you follow musicians or follow, you know, the people that are in your normal Twitter that are musicians, it lets you follow them, and they in turn show you who they follow and who their inspiration is. So you get inspiration from their music. They are like, hey, these people inspire us. Really cool app. And I know you don't know anything about it other than what I told
other
you.
Other than what you showed me, yeah.
But, well, you'll get it eventually, and you'll be all about it. You'll be like, yeah,
I'm sure I'm
this
when I get home.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I played around with it for a whole 5 minutes, and it's good stuff. But the other thing I was going to talk about was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which are inducting this year. I found it pretty interesting. Public Enemy, which, do you know anything about Public Enemy?
I actually thought you were talking about the movie. Johnny Depp.
No, yeah, Public Enemy, old rap group. Let's see, some other inductees this year. The band Heart, the band Rush, Donna Summer. You know Donna Summer?
I know Donna Summer.
All right. You know Donna Summer.
I know one.
And Randy Newman. He is a country guy. But, well, it would be way more awesome if I was going to play some Public Enemy tonight to be like, yeah, I'm schooling you on that. But no, that'll be another week because that is not what I have. All right. So anyway, the main bulk of the show of Sound of Life podcast is going to be what we call our music theories. Kind of a play on the study of music because I am going to bring forth a song and play it and then we will discuss, and then Hope will put forth her song, and we will discuss. And we might do a round robin of that once or twice. And that's pretty much the idea of the show in a nutshell. I guess I'll go ahead and start, because I'm driving this bus tonight.
Okay. take the wheel.
There you go. The artist that I'm going to talk about is Donald Glover. Raps under the name, he's a rapper. Raps under the name Childish Gambino. Guy's put out some music in his time. Started out in 2008. All of his albums up until this last album that he put out in 2011 have been free downloads on the internet. 2008, he put out an album called Sick Boy. 2009, he put out an album called Poindexter. 2010, he put out Cul-de-Sac, which is awesome. Love that album. I know you know that album.
Yeah, you showed me a couple of songs.
Yeah. 2011, he hit us with an album called Camp, which is phenomenal.
It's my favorite.
Is it your favorite,
it
like,
is.
Album?
I have it downloaded in my car, actually. I have a CD.
Oh, yeah? Yeah?
It's the entire
you
album.
You listen to that a lot?
Yes.
Good deal.
I can actually relate.
I thought I was dropping knowledge on Hope. We were driving to MegaCon, the comic convention in Florida, and I was like, oh, my God, you got to hear this guy. He's so good. He's a good rapper. You'll really like him. She's like, oh, yeah, I know him. Here, you can listen to my stuff instead. And I was like, fuck, dude, whatever. All right. But the song that I'm going to talk about tonight is from a mixtape that he released a couple months ago. It was 2012 at the time. It is called Royalty, and the track in particular is called R.I.P., and it features the rapper Bun B out of, Texas, I think Bun B's from. He's dirty South rapper guy, or whatever. All right, here we go.
Oh, this is the idea where you...
I'll put this way so you can hear it.
That's dope. Late-ass nights come from long days, doing all the right things in the wrong ways, doing all the wrong shit for the right reasons, sprinkling midnight game, call it night seasoning, haters get salty, give them cholesterol, Trill OG, mop up the floor with the best of y'all, then dry that bitch off with the rest of y'all, I catch a flight to Rio de Janeiro for La Festival. Yeah, and that's word to fit a baldy. Ball hard like a cement inside of my Spalding. And now break your face with a no-look pass. Now back to your parking lot pimp with your little hook gas. I use harsh words cause these are hard times. And drill-ass people, nowadays it's such a hard find. So it's one eye open if I can peep them. And one on the scope when they frighten so I can sleep them. Man, my flow is so parabolic. The energy will blow you over even if you brolic. God damn it, now that's one for the Googlers who fell asleep on their desk and never stepped their noodle up. Taking lames out, never been new to us. The hardest part of this shit is figuring which of you to bust. Now step your weight up like GNC and RIP to Chris Luther ripping CNC. Straight G.
Yo. Rest in peace to them niggas who was dead wrong. Tony Braxton to them niggas, that's a sad song. Cry a river, Timberlake, the whole industry. Record the whole album in my living room in Italy. Niggas who wasn't feeling me secretly want a handout. Keep your mouth shut, I could probably help your man out. Drop a new stack, all lanes get to stepping. Drop a new track, all blogs go to heaven. Killer web, man, these niggas need they hits up. Kiss a neck, add a dime to the tip cup. She is not slut. Fuck a dude who says so. Just because she's fucking doesn't mean she ain't a lady. Kill the whole stage, I never needed a mic check. Seeming on my space bar, fucking tired of Skype sex. Running with a new breed, me and Bun B. This hip hop nation, that big country. Nigga, please, we ain't stop for no one. Wu-Tang generate a name, I'm a shogun. Wu-Tang generate a name, watch them smoke one. Talk a lot of shit, but none of them will approach him. Gambino got first position, the game is ballet. So graceful, drive, you don't need a ballet. So angel, fly as I wanna be. Mercy, somebody show these niggas can't hurt me. Whoa.
So that was R.I.P. The sample, that girl's voice sample or whatever, is it's from a song called Night Call, from an artist named Kavinsky. It's from the Drive motion picture soundtrack, if you've ever seen the Drive movie. What the hell is that actor guy?
Ryan really? Gosling?
Ryan Gosling,
yeah,
yes.
I know about the Drive, I've just never seen it.
That movie's got a really good soundtrack to it. It's kind of like 80s pop-influenced music, and so they took that sample and chopped it up. I like the production on it, how it's really choppy. It sounds like a bad mix.
Yeah.
Or like you downloaded a crappy copy of a song or something.
Yeah,
but
that's
actually how it is. I don't know. I like it. I like Childish Gambino a lot. Donald Glover does no wrong in my eyes. I like him on Community as an actor. The whole nine yards. But enough about me, because we all know I like it because I picked the song. Your turn. Go.
Well, ever since I heard, the first time I actually heard of Childish Gambino, I was stalking some girl's Tumblr, cause and she just happened to have an auto playlist, and it was the song Heartbeat, and I was like, wow, I really like this, and I started looking more into it, and then I listened to a couple more songs off of Camp. That's the one I listened to. And then we happened to go to the convention, and you started showing me more of his other songs, which I thought was really cool because the way he raps and puts, how would I say that? He puts the words together and makes metaphors.
Yeah. There's a lot of metaphors to the music. Yeah. I think that comes from being a comedy writer. Like, he's got a lot of, like, it's a lot of jokes, but it's not, like, comedy rap. Like if you know, do you know Lonely Island? Like Andy Samberg and
yes.
like the Saturday Night Live
yes.
guy rappers.
Yes.
It's not like that. Like, it's not a joke that turned into music. It's music that just happens to have really, really good hitting punchlines. Yeah. So I don't know. I like it too. That's off of the mixtape's called Royalty. It's the first time that he's really reached out to other people. There's a bunch of people on it. Schoolboy Q. Shit, I'm trying to do all this from memory. Danny Brown. Danny Brown's awesome. Love that dude. He's funny as hell. I don't know if you know Danny.
No, I don't.
I might do Danny Brown next week just so you can get up on him. All of these things, obviously, you know, you may not know these, but are the listeners that come along eventually, because right now there probably isn't going to be any, especially until I release this. that's what we do. We talk to ourselves, and it works. But, yeah, so that's the first song. off the mixtape royalty. You can get it at IamDonald.com or ChildishGambino.com. But I like that. In that song in particular, Bun B, he's like got the one line in it. He's like, blah, 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 even if you brolic. Now that's one for the Googles. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know what that means. I feel dumb. So I went to Google while it was playing and checked it. And the definition of Google has, it is slang. And it is a person that likes to fight, a tough chick, or someone who can stand up for themselves. The sentence describing it is, that girl be fighting like nothing. She a definite brolic. So, you know, schooled me on something. I learned something tonight, too. So, all right. So, your first pick for the musical theory is going to be?
Wings by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
All right.
That song. I was on Pandora Radio. And, you know, they switch the songs and stuff. Well, I typed in Macklemore, and listening to all the songs that he's made so far, I was thinking to myself, I'm like, he's made so many songs about women's rights, gay rights, activists, everything, and the one song that gets famous is the thrift shop one.
Yeah, but it's such a catchy song, though, man. I mean, that's like, it really is kind of like,
yeah, I think
phenomenal.
I think he put it out and made that song go on the radio so that it would make people draw to his music. So then they listen to it and they're like, wow, he's more than just saving 99 cents.
Well, that's true. That kid's been around for a long time, yeah, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I mean, like,
he had three years ago.
Well, yeah, I mean, going back like probably close to 10 years ago, that dude was making music. And he got really, really messed up on like syrup and pain pills.
Yeah, codeine.
Like, kind of tanked his whole life, and he, like, sat there, and he was like, you know, I know a lot of people do this. There's a song off an album called The Versus Redux, or Redo, called Other Side, where he talks about it.
Yeah, he remade that song.
Oh, really?
With Fences, featuring Fences. Yeah, I was just getting ready to talk about how he was saying, like, he says in the song, he's like, and trust me, it's not dope to be 25 and move back into your parents' basement.
Yeah. Yeah, and he talks about how, you know, Lil Wayne can get really famous doing that, and it works for him, but all I ended up doing is laying on my couch and playing video games all day.
PlayStation.
So, all right, well, let's get into Wings by Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, and you're schooling me because I've heard of this song, but I've never actually heard this song.
You have to listen.
I actually have the album, and I have gotten nowhere past it on this one, mm-hmm. besides Thrift Shop and what's the gay rights song?
Same Love,
yes. See, you're schooling me on stuff here. So, Wings. All right, let's go.
I was 7 years old when I got my first pair. And I stepped outside and I was like, Mama, this air bubble right here, it's gonna make me fly. I hit that court and when I jumped, I jumped. I swear I got so high. I touched the net. Mom, I touched the net. This is the best day of my life. Air Maxes were next. That air bubbled, that mesh. The box, the smell, the stuffing, the tread in school. I was so cool. I knew that I couldn't crease them. My friends couldn't afford them. 4 stripes on their Adidas. On the court, I wasn't the best, but my kicks were like the pros. Yo, I stick out my tongue so everyone could see that logo. Nike Air Flight book bag was so dope. And then my friend Carlos's brother got murdered for his 4s. Whoa. See, he just wanted a jump shot, but they wanted to start a cult, though. Didn't want to get caught from Genesee Park to Othello. You could clam for those crow wings, but the Velcro, those were not tight. I was trying to fly without leaving the ground, because I wanted to be like Mike, right? Wanted to be him. I wanted to be that guy. I wanted to touch the rim. I wanted to be cool, and I wanted to fit in. I wanted what he had. America, it begins.
Touch the ground. This is my wings and pull the strings. I bought these dreams
can't have. The commodity makes us want it. So expensive, damn. I just got to flaunt it, got to show 'em. So exclusive, this, that new shit. $100 for a pair of shoes. I would never hoop it. Look at me, look at me. I'm a cool kid. I'm an individual, yeah. But I'm part of a movement. My movement told me be a consumer, and I consumed it. They told me to just do it. I listened to what that swoosh said. Look at what that swoosh did. See it consume my thoughts. Are you stupid? Don't crease them, just leave them in that box. Strangled by these laces, laces, I can barely talk. That's my air bubble and I'm lost. If it pops, we are what we wear what we are. But see, I look inside the mirror and think Phil Knight tricked us all. Will I stand for change or stay in my box? These Nikes help me define me, but I'm trying to take mine off. Started out with what I wear to school that first day. Like, these are what make you cool. And this pair, this would be my parachute. So much more than just a pair of shoes. Nah, this is what I am, what I wore. This is the source of my youth. This dream that they sold to you. $400 and some change. Consumption is in the veins. And now I see it's just another pair of shoes.
Wow.
Outstanding.
Yeah, you're schooling me on some stuff here. I really did enjoy that. I was that kid growing up. I was all about shoes. I wanted the best pairs, and mine were different, though. I wasn't, as a really young kid, I wasn't really into Nikes necessarily. I mean, I later got into Nikes and that kind of shoe game. But I started off, like, as a skateboarder kid, like, I wanted the best skateboarding shoes, and I wanted the Airwalks, and... You know, like, I never got mugged for my shoes or knew anybody that got shot for their shoes, but, you know, it happens all the time. And it really does have a good message to the song, because it really is just consumerism at its best. It's like, hey, these shoes are awesome. Go buy them. And we do.
Yeah, it's basically saying, like, it's just more than shoes, though. It's just saying, like, hey, if you buy this, this will make you cool. This will make you have friends. This will make you popular, like what you see in the movies. This will
Wait, make that's you not true? I'm almost 40. I think that's still somewhat true. But that's
true.
My fault. That's
yeah.
That's my bad, though.
No, it is true. It's what, in talking from my own experience in high school now, it's different than when you were in high school, probably even worse now than it was before.
Yeah.
But what you wear, what you say, what you do, you will be judged for it. Everything.
Yeah. I was often, I mean, it's always been like that. I mean, but I was more often the kid who was like, screw that, I don't care. I'm not going to be like you. I'm going to be like all these other 20 kids that wear white t-shirts and blue jeans and skateboard sneakers. And we're individual because we all look the same. It's just, you know, I mean, everybody's, you go through different cycles. I mean, when I was a kid, you had differences in, like, you know, stereotype groupings. You had the jocks and you had the arties and you had the skaters and you had the punks and you had the stoners and you had the, you know, The greasers with their cigarette packs rolled up in their arms. I'm just kidding. That's way before my time. But, you know, now there's such a blending of styles, like rapper kids are like, look at me in my Van low tops and, my hipster clothes and my, look at my fake glasses that we all wear because glasses are cool. I had glasses when I was in the first grade to like, I mean, up for reading until I was like a freshman in high school. And I can tell you, for me, glasses weren't cool.
Yeah, for me either. But now everybody's like, oh, look at me. I'm wearing glasses. I'm a nerd.
Yeah. But no, that's cool. I think this first episode went pretty good, kid. I think it worked out well. I didn't really school you on anything today because you knew of Childish Gambino, and you didn't necessarily school me on anything because I knew of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, but I didn't know that song. And
I
now
didn't
I'm,
know your song either.
Well, there you go. See, now I'm glad that I do. And hopefully you guys in the listening audience will appreciate those songs as well. For the Sound of Life podcast, I am Old School Mike.
And I am Hope Elliott.
There you go. If you want to reach us, you know, if you're a band, if you really love a band, if you're like, this is the best rapper ever and y'all need to talk about him, you can send us an email to soundoflifepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to call us and tell us, don't ever do this stupid show again. You suck. Or that was awesome. Keep up the good work. Give us a call at 612-567-6863. That is the voicemail line. Drop us a message. Or you can follow us on the Twitters at SOL Podcast. And there'll be a Facebooker coming soon. I just didn't get around to that yet. I thought it was more important to get the show done. So anyway, that's it, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye. All right, so that was our normal end of the show, but Hope is gone. She had to leave, so that's why we said goodbye. But we're going to call this the B-side of the podcast for tonight. Like a 12-inch record has a B-side. Cassette tapes had A and B-sides. Well, this is the B-side of the podcast. I am joined now by my 12-year-old daughter, Drea, who I spoke about earlier. She's back from dance. So I figured, hey, let's throw her on this first podcast as well. So say hello, Drea.
Hello.
Excellent. She did not say hello, Drea, like Hope did. That was good. I was hoping that they wouldn't do the same joke in the same podcast. I know you have a song you want to talk about and talk to the people about. So what would that be?
Cups by Anna Kendrick.
Cool, cool. And that is not actually her song. She does it for a movie, right?
Yes, called Pitch Perfect, but Lulu and the Lampshades, which is another group, did that song, and then she copied that song.
Yeah, Lulu and the Lampshades are the original people who did the song. I'm so proud of you that you did all that research. When Drea first found out about this song, she was practicing the cup thing and learned how to do it and all that good stuff, and drove me crazy for weeks on end. But I was like, she is not the first person that did that. And she was like, yeah, huh? And I was like, no, I know a rapper who did that years ago. And she was like, nuh-uh. And so she went and researched it and found out that it's actually this Lulu and the Lampshades. So anyway, all right, so let's listen to it.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle of whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow, what do you say? When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my hair. You're gonna miss me everywhere. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I got my ticket for the long way round, the one with the prettiest of views. It's got mountains, it's got rivers, it's got sights to give you shivers, but it sure would be prettier with you. When I'm gone, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me by my walk, you're gonna miss me by my talk. Oh, you're gonna miss me when I'm gone.
Very cool, very cool. Anna Kendrick doing that for the movie, Pitch Perfect. Pitch Perfect's the movie with Fat Amy, right?
Yes.
Cool, and you
she
like
was
that
on
one?
The, MTV Movie Awards, I think it was.
Yes, she was. Yes, she hosted the Movie Awards last week, which we watched. Yep, yeah.
I didn't watch a lot of it.
Anyway, so now I'm gonna rebut that, and I'm gonna show you the video for POS Optimist, which does the cup thing also, and my opinion does it a little better, but I like that song. The cup song's okay.
I like the cup song more because although he's really talented and I like the song and everything, it's just that he has so many cups set to the point where it doesn't sound exactly like it, but it still has like the cup beat into it.
Yeah, it's the initial like thing. Yeah. But he does it, and then he does it with another set of cups and stacks it on top, and then stacks it on top. So anyway, we'll here we go. I'm going to play the video and the song right now. So
shows, build with the moms, hang with the broken crow. Been hurting the same heart since I was like 2. I use sarcasm freely. Bark at the greedy, bite what feeds. Shy from the seedy, I'm bold in approach. So rely on the hope that the average MCs came with a sound like me. I never been down with the king. It's never something I wanted to be. Never better than the work, than the toil and the reap. But the work for the wants, not the suffer for the needs. Nothing's tougher than the dreams and good sleep. Trying to teach my son how to reach. Damn right, cause it gets a little darker every night. And the rent goes up, they gon' cut out the dead ends to chase, feelings to fake, new hearts to break, old mates to make. They also afraid and safe and need the space. But hugging that crowd, only shake with the quake. And times like this are up. I made this beat for Allegra Oxborough. She showed me how to do the thing with the cups. I wrote the verse on a triple-double Tuesday, riding in the van in the back lot. I never made it in, never really can tell the friends these days. Telephone, don't sleep someday. Someday I'ma be peaceful again. Till then, keep the speech to a min. Shed a little skin, I'ma bet it all and win. I'ma set it off and run, I'ma kill it till it's dead. I'ma do it till it ain't fun and the words don't come. Then I'm gonna find another hobby. Probably find love, probably find trust. 81 young with a little bit of rust. Clean interior, Minnesota plates. Money in the bank with a lot of you to thank. Relate to the dead ends to chase, feelings to fake, new hearts to break, amends to make. They also afraid and safe and need a space. But hugging that crowd only shake with the quake. And times like this are up. Up for whatever. How are you?
We break them.
Chase feelings to fake, new hearts to break, amends to make. But they also afraid and safe and need the space. Hugging that crowd, they shake with the quake. And that is the chase feelings to fake, new hearts to break, amends to make. But they also afraid and safe and need the space. But hugging that crowd, they shake.
That's it.
And so, yeah, so it's a really neat video. You should check it out. POS Optimist. Check it out on YouTube, rhymesayers.com, YouTube has it, whatever. It's really neat. It's really artistic video. What did you think about the video, kid?
I really, really like the video, only because, like, when he says 2 and stuff, like, he draws the number 2 on his shirt and stuff, and there's, like, birds and that he, I guess.
Yeah, it's like half animated. The whole thing's kind of animated with like photographs, and then like the mouth of the photograph you change, kind of like almost like a South Park bit. And it's got like little action figures driving remote control cars around like a toy city, And then it's got, like, his face plastered on it. It's really neat. Everybody should check it out.
At the beginning, he also has, like, paper that he crumples up and spins back, and it's kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah, pretty neat. Anyway, so that's going to do it for us this evening. For Sound of Life Podcast, I am Old School Mike.
And I'm 12-year-old Drea.
Word. All right, thanks for the 12-year-old version of things there. Drea won't be on every episode, but she'll be on some.
I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And kids always about the music, so.
Dance.
Yep. Dancing since the womb. That's what I told the story of earlier. So when you were in mommy's belly, you were dancing. So anyway, all right. Bye, guys.
Bye.